Hello, friends. Greenhouse is down. After 26 years, it got dilapidated and started warping. So last week, Michael took it down, carted it away to the rubbish dump, had it for 26 years. And for 24 years, it gave me any amount of joy, happiness and joy. I was able to rear my own bedding plants, grow tomatoes, cucumbers, melon, and then in the autumn I was able to grow carnations and chrysanthemums. So it owes me nothing. And latterly it's been the cat's home. And they were really surprised when they saw it had gone, because they've nowhere to go now, they get caught out in the wet. Anyway, they've no need to worry, because on Wednesday a new shed is being delivered. Michael and Kathleen will erect it on Thursday, so the cats will have a home again. It's a big shed, it's 8x6, fairly large for what we want, and plenty of light. There's plenty of glass about it, so it'll be light inside. And mainly it's for to keep the motor moor and one or two odd tools in there. But on the side, and the side vent, there'll be a cat bed for the two cats. We've got to prepare that. Anyway, it'll be okay. Make it worthwhile for them, and they'll be happy. Well, they've been promising us some weather, warm weather, for goodness knows how long. And at last they said this week it'll change. Mind, it won't be before time. This is one of the coldest springs I can remember. It has been really, really cold. Pinned me in the house most of the time. I've been out to Cooper three times, but it's not been nice. It's been cold winds all the time. So let's hope that the next week will bring some nice warm weather for us. And then I can get out in the garden and enjoy the birds twittering and get the smell of that lovely choice here of mine. It's a beautiful shrub, a most lovely smell. I hope being well, we shall be able to smell that most of the summer. It should start flowering about end of May, and then it'll go on till frost. I'm expecting to be visited by an old friend of mine in the next week or two. She'll be on her way soon. She pops in every time she comes over here, and we do love to see her and make her welcome. And I'm looking forward to that day arriving, which won't be long now. I hope that you're all keeping well and looking forward to summer. Those that are looking forward to summer, and those that are looking forward to winter, hope it's not as cold as the spring we've had. Boy, it has been a cold one. Anyway, that's it. And now for a joke. A cat died and went to heaven, and on meeting God for the first time, God said to him, "Is there anything we can do to make your life up here happier?" "It's happiness itself, but if we can make it happier, we'll do so." So the cat says, "Yes, God, there is. For all my life, I've been laid on stone-cold farmhouse floors, and I would like a nice, downy, comfortable cushion." God said, "Let's speak no more." And immediately a cushion appeared, a nice, lovely, downy cushion. The cat got on it, went to sleep, all was well. A few days later, 6 mice came into heaven, and as usual God went to them to ask them if they could make them happier in any way. And so the mice said to him, "Yes, there is God. We've been chased from pillar to post all our lives by cats or old women with brooms, and we wondered if you could give us each roller skates." But God said, "There's no need for them up here, really." He says, "You'll not be chased up here." Yeah, the mice said, "We'd like to be on the safe side." So he says, let there be no more speak about it." And suddenly each mouse was given roller skates, and all was well. A few days later, God was walking by and he saw the cat. And he said to him, "Are you comfortable here?" So he said, "Yes, God." He says, "I really am comfortable." He says, "I love it here." He says, "And thank you very much for the small meals on wheels you sent for me." Oh dear, what a good Cheerio, all the best. I don't know.